Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am Lisa Winton from Institute for Personal Development, and with me is Penny Choi, otherwise known as Swami Jayananda. And we'd like to welcome you to Voice of Yoga, Let's Talk Consciousness. Well, folks, this is our third show. On our previous shows, we've discussed what is yoga, and the second show we discussed how do we really know when we are doing yoga. And this week, we would like to talk to you about the preparatory work for union with the divine. Good morning, Swami Jayananda. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Well, maybe you can get us started about the preparatory work for union with the divine. Can you give us some inspiration as to, well, what does that really mean and what do we have to do to get started?
I know, it's just such a huge endeavor. I liken inner travel to outer travel, you know, out of space travel. And the preparatory work is equally as important as the actual journey itself. And with regard to this spiritual journey, that you have to understand the task at hand. You have to understand and establish your goals and objectives. I want to say before you even start your practice that having an understanding of what it is that I'm trying to do is really important. And we talked about that in, you know, the previous two shows, this whole thing of this separation theme. You know, that the instruction in our spiritual communities is designed to help us separate from one dimension of reality and access a different dimension. And if you don't understand what it is that you're trying to do, then there's a lot of confusion that can come into place, and a lot of your efforts oftentimes can contribute to the simple demise of what it is that you are trying to do as opposed to what you are actually doing. And so having an understanding of this separation, you know, that I have to separate from one dimension of my makeup, one source of sustenance, and then I've got to be very clear about what I'm going to attach myself to. And to be able to make, I want to say, a very scientific decision about, you know, what it is that you are going to unite yourself with, what it is that you are going to join with, is of the utmost importance, because it is your connection to this source of sustenance that will make this journey even possible. You know, that your connection to this thing called spirit is what gives this mind-body complex the power to transform, to transcend the limits that we're kind of stuck in. And so your preparatory work, your path of knowledge is of the utmost importance.
I know you've talked about other methods that we also need to do for this preparatory work, path of action, path of knowledge, and path of devotion. Can you take a moment and maybe discuss those with us as well?
Yeah, that how you go about it, what are the small steps? You know, and again, that's what we have constantly been talking about is yoga is a science. And, you know, it's all cause and effect that, you know, if I do this, I should expect this, this, and this to happen. And so when you break yoga down in the way that we have, you know, that there are eight essential stages to it, there are practices to initiate a process, then it's a matter of coordinating your efforts, but also having a clear understanding of what is this designed to do? What is it that I am trying to do? And having that in place will help you exponentially, you know, because it's not just about doing. You know, I would liken it to, say, for example, if you wanted to take a trip, you wanted to drive somewhere. Let's say you wanted to take a trip from Portsmouth to Detroit. And, you know, you don't just jump in the car and start driving. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that come into place before, you know, you would actually even get in the car. You know, first order of business for me would be I would make sure that the vehicle was maintained, you know, and would be able to, you know, weather the journey, figuring, I don't know how many miles it is, maybe let's say it's 1,100 miles to Detroit. You want to make sure that the car is going to be able to go the duration of the trip. The other thing is you would probably want to make sure that you had enough, I want to say, financial resources to be able to afford, you know, the gas, the fuel, the food and the lodging that you would need between Portsmouth and Detroit. And then the other thing is that you would want to have, I want to say, a route mapped out. Again, I mean, you could have great car, brand new car. You have plenty of money, credit cards, this and that. But you get in the car and you start heading north. You know, and now you're outside of Montreal, and you're still driving. You know, and you know, but your intention is to be in Detroit, but you're on your way to Quebec. And so, you know, I mean, again, it's, you know, these are the kind of like the things that when you undertake a spiritual path are the things that you want to have in place ahead of time. You want to know what your signposts are. You want to know what your route is going to be. And I liken a good yoga teacher as, you know, somebody who would be the equivalent of a GPS on a trip. Mm-hmm. You know, that if you made a wrong turn, that your GPS would immediately start recalculating. You know, recalculating and advising you, you know, how to keep this journey on course. And that's a big part of having good instruction, is what we talk about. Good leadership is having what I call a CPS, you know, a celestial positioning system, something that's going to keep your mind-body complex, you know, on track for this invisible, intangible source of sustenance. And then, you know, being able to give you all the comprehensive clues that you would need in order to undertake this journey, this spiritual trip.
I think what would be important for me would be knowing that I'm in Montreal and that I'm not in Detroit. You know, recognizing the fact that, you know, hey, I'm on the wrong route here, so what do I do to get back on course? So how
exactly.
would you Yeah, how would you advise, you know, somebody on a spiritual journey to get back on the right route?
Well, these are some of the things that I've really noticed is that, you know, being a spiritual guide, being a, you know, yoga instructor, that when somebody, you know, pulls over on the side of the road or somebody comes into your yoga center or your studio or your ashram and, you know, you can't just tell them you're going the wrong way. I found that you want to try and be able to somehow suggest to them that you're going the wrong way, but without somehow offending them. Because we have a tendency to be very defensive about our, I want to say, understanding of what it is to be spiritual. And so when you do that, you know, rather than, I want to say, alienate people by telling them you're going the wrong way, which is typically what I do, you may want to offer other suggestions. But also, I think, you know, it's going to depend upon the actual person, because some people want what I would consider to be just good instruction. You know, it's, well, which way is Detroit? You know, well, what is it that I'm doing wrong? And that's where I find, you know, sticking to the original texts, staying to the original scriptures is really helpful. You know, because they will give us the signposts, they will give us the guidelines so that we can make a clearer distinction between a secular practice and a true spiritual practice. You know, that, and that's, like I said, you know, Kriya Yoga is a path of action, it's a path of knowledge, and it's a path of devotion. It's having this sense of connectedness to this invisible, intangible source of sustenance that makes all the instruction possible. And so a big part of our preparatory work is having this path of knowledge. You know, to be able to distinguish between particles, waves, and this indivisible unified field is a good starting point. You know, to understand what we call the principle of manifestation, how creation is taking place in accordance with these laws of opposites. You know, the interplay between particles, waves, and this unified field is how creation is taking place. Now, what's going to determine the outcome of your destination is what dimension of reality you are attached to is going to determine the outcome of your journey. And again, if you have good leadership, if you have good instruction, then you only have to do this once. You know, if you continue to drive, and, you know, I mean, somebody says, you know, gives you instruction like, just keep going, you know, all roads lead to all roads. You know, I mean, eventually, you know, you may wind up in Nova Scotia. Maybe at some point you're going to make another turn, and maybe you'll wind up in St. Augustine, Florida. You know, I don't know. When we're left to our own devices, you know, anything is possible. But when you have good instruction, then you can marshal your resources and you can pinpoint your efforts, and you can start to exponentially get a good return on your effort. So in other words, like if you head out, you know, and you get yourself on, you know, a westbound interstate highway, and you've got a good journey mapped out, you know, you get to Detroit pretty quickly. And the same is true with this experience of apotheosis. It's not all that hard, but in order for you to actualize it, you're going to need a plan.
Now, is this what you talk about when you say to know one thing is one thing, but doing is paramount to the success? So you usually say, you know, you got to go from knowing to doing. Is that kind of like what you're leading up to?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not just an intellectual accomplishment. You know, that it is instruction to do something. You know, that we have to separate from one source of reality and reconnect to another, which is going to take action. And without going from knowing to doing, then you are just basically substituting this intellectual devotional mirage for this true experience of spirituality, this true experience of transcendence.
So basically, just because I think I'm spiritual and I've read all the spiritual work, doesn't necessarily mean that I am spiritual, or am I on that process of apotheosis of, you know, becoming divine. So I would have to really ensure that I employ strategies to get to my outcome, which would be this union that we speak of.
Right, and that's like what we talk about is the physics of spirituality. You know, because our spiritual communities have been, I want to say, contaminated with a lot of shams and delusions. There's a lot of things out there that, you know, are just cliche phrases that we have accepted. You know, like all roads lead to all roads. You know, that you don't have to do anything to be spiritual. Or I think one of my favorite ones is, you know, listening to Oprah Winfrey say, your deepest desire will lead you to your highest purpose. You know, I mean, that's just, you know, flat out just intellectualism. You know, that your deepest desire can lead you to your highest purpose if you separate from your desire for something tangible and rebirth your body in something that's invisible and intangible. You know, and so there's the difference, going from knowing to doing. Okay. I think at this point maybe we want to take a short break for our sponsor.
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay, and we'll hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate.
If you are looking for a samadhi-based experience, IPD Kriya Yoga has the goods, a complete yoga program that includes the practices and the process. Starting with the separation from mother, including the labors and tasks of the hero and the return as a whole person. Practice makes perfect only when practice is whole. Kriya Yoga is a path of action, knowledge, and devotion. Samadhi, or total consciousness, is experienced by knowing and doing with devotion. Call or click now and get started. 603-929-0303 or www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste.
Purnameva Vashishate.
Welcome back to our program. Swami, we were talking about some intellectual phrases. Like you were saying, all roads lead to all roads. And I was thinking about one during the break, and I've heard this quite often, and that is, well, anything in moderation and nothing in excess, those two. And that's not, I heard that at my workplace just the other day. And could you just take a moment and maybe talk about those two widely used phrases?
Well, again, I view them as misinterpretations of the oracle written in Delphi, which was "Know thyself, nothing in excess." And for the most part, it is the interpretation of a human in the larvae state, its perspective of "Know thyself, nothing in excess." See, the human in the larvae state is primarily aware of the pain, pleasure, control dramas of their physical body. Indulgence in the outside world is really how they define themselves and how they define success, where in fact the oracle itself says, "Know thyself," which means that we must know ourselves in the way that we're created, that we're not just a physical body, but we're the interplay between a body, a mind, and this thing called spirit. And so the complete human experience is when we have integrated those different dimensions of our makeup. But in order to do that, we have to disconnect from this limited source of sustenance and reconnect to a more reliable resource, which is the void or the nothing. So what the oracle is saying is that we really must, you know, indulge ourselves in nothing or the void, as opposed to continue to draw from particles or waves. Does that help at all, or?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's just funny that you were just talking about these spiritual phrases, and I had just experienced those two just recently, so I kind of wanted to throw that out there.
It is. It's a common use of the phrase, you know, anything in moderation. And, you know, I mean, it's like, well, where has that gotten us, though, collectively? You know, but if you understand the know thyself first, see, before we can access this part of ourselves that is eternal, we have to refine the physical body. We have to distill, purify, and perfect the physical body, and then literally rebirth the body in the void or the nothing. And what's interesting is that that wisdom is supported by all of the scriptures that are out there. They're all saying it. They all say it in different ways. But the thing that I find that is interesting is how we have missed the mark. You know, that we just don't seem to get it. And it just, it's amazing how far off point we really are. You know, because all we understand now are the pain, pleasure, control dramas of the body. And indulgence is all we really understand. But if you have gratitude for the things that you are indulging in, then it is considered to be spiritual. And right. As opposed to being spiritual means that you are indulging yourself in the void or the nothing. Do you see the difference?
I do. And I was just thinking that that could also just be another level of knowing, you know, thinking that you're, or being grateful for what you're indulging in is, you know, is one thing, but to know that you're being grateful for indulging in something other than what supports us, you know, that that's a whole nother level to knowing and doing.
Right. And I think we talked a little bit about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to know and not to do is really yet not to know, that Tibetan
not to do.
Phrase. Yeah. And that, like you said, that's a whole new level of knowing.
Well, we have a lot of information out there for our listeners to chew on. And I just want to take a moment to invite our listeners out there, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to it on a later broadcast that you're downloading, I wanted to invite our listeners to contact us. You know, we'd love to hear from you. We can be reached through a variety of different methods. You can visit us on our website, www.ipdtransform.com. There's also a Facebook page under Institute for Personal Development. We can also be reached through Blog Talk Radio, through Voice of Yoga, as well as follow us on Pinterest. We'd love to hear from you there. But so we're interested in getting your any comments or questions you may have, curiosities about Kriya Yoga. Any other methods out there, Swami, that I didn't cover that they can try to reach you with if they have questions?
No, I think you've covered it pretty much. You know, but like you say, I mean, it really would be nice to have a little interaction, you know, with the audience and create an opportunity where people can ask questions, you know, so that, you know, we can help them on their journey.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we do want to build a community of like-minded people that are all on this path together. And, you know, with that 100 monkey theory, if we get 100 monkeys, we can all surely change the world.
Absolutely. It's the Chinese proverb. You get the light in the soul, beauty in the person. Beauty in the person, harmony in the home. Harmony in the home, honor in the nation. Honor in the nation, peace in the world. You know, and that's a big part of what we're trying to educate people with, is how to get the light in the soul. And without a clear understanding that it is my responsibility to do that, and that it's not going to happen instinctually. You know, that by thinking, breathing, eating, sleeping, and fornicating, we survive, but we will not grow. That in order for the human being to grow psychologically and spiritually, there had to be a departure from instinct and appetite. And that's a big part of what we're educating people, is how to do that, what it's going to look like when you're doing it, and what are the benefits of doing that. You know, why would somebody want to separate from the instincts and appetites of the physical body? You know, and that could be something that we can maybe continue on maybe next week.
Right, that's a great idea. I think it's just the fear of not knowing what they're going to be missing out on, you know. You know, and they don't realize that, hey, we're missing out on a lot by not doing this. So that would be a great topic for next week.
Yeah, because being spiritual is not deprivation. It is indulgence.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think we'll call that it for today. And I appreciate you taking the time to put this show together, and I look forward to next week.
Well, thank you once again for all your time and your wisdom and knowledge, and we do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. And thank you to all those listeners out there who are tuning in. And don't forget, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. Everybody have a great day, and namaste.
Namaste.